of the D.C. statehood bill. They were joined by Delaware Senator Tom Carper, who said he'll champion the cause of D.C. statehood in Congress. Previously, the D.C. statehood bill passed the House of Representatives in 2020 and 2021. In today's weather, it's currently about 46 degrees in New York and 50 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe and thank you for listening.
Stay tuned for Quantum Medicine with Dr. Kamal Kakai here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. It is 2 p.m.
Greetings and welcome to this edition of Quantum Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Kamal Kakai, healinghealthservices.com. And today we want to talk more about energy medicine, what I like to say, looking at human beings from a frequency standpoint, understanding that we are really energetic beings and that matter is a really subset of a larger reality in which there's so much more that can be done when we think of person in terms of frequency. When we think about the electromagnetic spectrum, right, and we hear about infrared waves and, you know, microwaves, we don't somehow think about human reality in this context. And what we have to understand is that essentially we are a vibrational entity. All of these quote-unquote particles and things in our body, in fact, in throughout the universe, they all vibrate. And if they vibrate, there's a frequency. And if there's a frequency, there are other ways to address that reality aside from just chemical substances. So today we want to explore that a little bit more. A really novel scientific device, very well studied, that's actually come out and is available to the general public, does not require specialized knowledge in terms of how to use it, is actually very safe. And I'm so happy because I have somebody that has decided to really, become an expert in this particular area, which is really rare, more and more people are taking it into their own hands to figure out what makes sense to do for their health. And the internet has changed everything, of course, in terms of our access to information and to be able to question, right? Expertise is something that, you have to demonstrate that, and that respect and trust has to be earned. It doesn't just come with a title. So today, my guest is John Scavola. And he has a 40-year research background in practice in what he's calling quantum scalar energy and frequency medicine. And we'll hear more about that. And I mean, he's been in this field working at this both as a practitioner and from the business side as well. His wife is actually a homeopathic doctor who does apply kinesiology. And I was really impressed with that because she's also she's a homeopath, and so very similar in many ways to my practice. I can only imagine that household and all that they're doing in terms of making a difference for people. So let me welcome my guest, John Scavola. Hi, John. How are you doing this morning?
Well, great. Thank you. Good morning.
Right. So where do we start? We're talking about frequencies, and across the electromagnetic spectrum, you know, there's, you know, ultraviolet, visible light. So what aspect of this electromagnetic spectrum are we going to be talking about or focusing on today?
So we're talking about a device that was invented 9 years ago in China by a Chinese scientist and has been vetted and investigated, researched by the Beijing Institute of Science and Technology over the last 9 years, that captures a band in that range that you're talking about called terahertz. It's actually called the terahertz gap. And that's one of the three core technologies of the iTeraCare device. And the iTeraCare device is a handheld device you plug in the wall, looks similar to a hairdryer, and it has three in one core technologies: the terahertz technology, optical quartz crystal technology, and something called quantum scalar energy technology. And we'll talk about all three of those here this morning. The terahertz technology is particularly interesting. It's always existed in nature. It resides in that electromagnetic band between microwaves, which are on the far left, and ultraviolet X-rays, which are on the far right. And it's a band of radiation in that band. Why it's of interest to us and to governments, and has been for the last 40 years, is because it was discovered that this range of electromagnetic range of waves will pass through humans and animals about 8 to 12 inches through their bodies without harming them. It will go through almost anything except metal and water, okay? So it'll go through ceramic, wood, plastic, paper, concrete, just goes right through, but it can't go through metal. This whole phenomenon was discovered about 40 years ago by NASA in the U.S. and by all major governments. And they've been working with this terahertz gap phenomenon for decades, and more recently have been now using it in airports for scanning, in the dentistry industry, and so forth, because it's so much practical to use, because it passes through humans and animals without harming them, because it's non-ionizing, and yet it eliminates so many of the dangers that we have with microwaves and with X-rays and so forth. And matter of fact, many of these major governments are working with this now to produce a technology for 6G, where it'll be even more powerful than 5G, but safe, totally safe. So that's something very exciting. The U.S. government actually called the terahertz waves the most significant, profound technology to be discovered, and will change the world over the next few years. Governments have called it the wave of life, light of life, even God's wave band. It's always existed in nature. Interestingly, we actually produce terahertz, our bodies do, in our brains and our heart, and it's been measurable by these governments. And it is the optimal way to charge up your body, all your trillions of cells. It's like the optimal nature's universal charging wavelengths.
And if I could add here, is that another way? I'm always talking about resonance on this program. Is that another way to say that the frequency there resonates with healthy cells in the body?
Exactly. Like,
just looking at why it works.
Yeah, it's the perfect universal master frequencies that when they pass through the body, all the healthy cells in our body start resonating into the trillions of vibrations. And that produces a side effect. Okay. That side effect is that they become healthier and healthier, more balanced and optimized. And Interestingly enough, until 9 years ago, none of these governments have wanted to talk about that. They want to use it for scanning and for industrial purposes, but nobody has been talking about the fact that when you shine terahertz through your body, the body starts getting healthier. And it actually stimulates stem cells and eliminates unhealthy cells. But what I was one interesting piece to this is, if you were to stand on the equator, okay, at between about 8 to 9 o'clock in the morning, that's the maximum amount of terahertz that's shining from the sunlight, okay, onto the planet, and you would absorb it. But very few of us can stand on the equator at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the morning, right?
Right, right.
Now we have a portable device that has been powered down and captures that phenomenon, and you can shine it through your body, and your body just starts responding and self-healing. It enables your body to start self-healing. It doesn't cure anything. It's not a medical device, but it has the amazing, extraordinary side effect of self-healing.
So you mentioned the terahertz from the standpoint of the resonance with healthy cells in the body, which kind of disables some of the cells that you don't want. But then you also mentioned about a quantum scalar energy. Can you say something about that?
Yeah, that's the third component. There's a optical quartz crystal part of the device that helps create and enhance the terahertz. So the product actually produces a radiant heat like a hairdryer, and you feel it, and it helps warm up the skin and gets down into the muscles. But it also produces far infrared, and when that hits the this patented quartz crystal part of the device, it creates the terahertz waves. The third component, though, is the quantum scalar energy, and it's not a separate button. It's when you turn this device on, and it's a device you would use perhaps twice a day, up to no more than 2 hours a day, but typically about maybe 15, 20 minutes at a session. When you flip that switch on, you are also creating immediately a quantum energy field around you. And that has a number of interesting, very interesting components to it. For one, the quantum energy field passes through everything. It metal, doesn't matter. Quantum energy passes through everything. And it goes all the way down into your DNA, into your subconscious and your feelings, because everything is energy, including your feelings and your thoughts. Everything in this world is energy and frequency. And the quantum energy, its innate nature is to uplift and to balance. So you're essentially, you flip that switch on and you're essentially bathing in a quantum energy field spa. All right. And deep into your innermost nature, it's being balanced. And that comes from within and without. So the terahertz waves go outwardly in and cause this resonation between your cells, and they start resonating at very high rates and create an internal sauna heat effect that it just knocks off things like viruses and things that shouldn't be in your body. But it's safe. We've never had a device that could do that for us until now. People have been going to saunas and hot tubs to try to kill off things that should be in their body, but that will not raise your internal body temperature high enough. This does that.
I think in the second part of the program, we'll talk about some of the testimonials, but anybody can look up TerraCare and go on YouTube and see just dozens of clips of people just talking about the benefits. And I know you have about 50 different posts online, and I have three devices myself, and obviously I can't say enough about it. I think it's invaluable. But we're going to hear more about this when we come back at the break. So this is Quantum Medicine. You've been listening to my guest, John Scavola, talking about terahertz frequencies and the iTeraCare device from China. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Greetings. This is Dr. Kamal Kokai, producer of Quantum Medicine, and I have an urgent message for the WBAI listening audience. Think about all that WBAI does for you and what would it mean to you if WBAI was no longer on the air. I think now more than ever, we need the independent voices that come through WBAI. We look in at all the issues that humanity is facing right now. Think about the pandemic, all the gain-of-function research and questions around the virus, the vaccine as being a major public health rollout, all the things that have happened with the climate. If you've been around for a few decades, you see that all the predictions around global warming are coming to pass. And not only that, everything is accelerated. We're witnessing this whole global reset with much of the population becoming an underclass. This should tell us that, hey, the voices on WBAI are crucial for us to hear about this through non-corporate entities. So give us a call, 212-209-2950. Become a WBAI buddy. Become a regular subscriber to WBAI. You can go to the website, WBAI.org, and look at all the different ways that you can contribute to our efforts here. Please go to your phones now. Make a contribution, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. I look forward to continue being with you on the airways of WBAI. Blessings.
Greetings and welcome back to Quantum Medicine. Here talking about iTeraCare and terahertz frequencies with my guest, John Scavola. And I want to just take a moment to just highlight the fact that you are on a listener-sponsored radio station where you get to hear about cutting-edge technology like the use of terahertz frequencies. And I can only urge you to support WBAI, support quantum medicine, and our efforts to really avail you of a larger understanding of what a human being is and just to move away from victim consciousness, from a limited perception of understanding of what a medicine is, and to really embrace a larger view of consciousness, increasing awareness. That's what all of this is about. So please support WBAI. You can go to WBAI.org, become a buddy. You can support the station in any number of ways. I'm sure I hate giving out the number because it seems to change. So you'll hear about that from Reggie. And yeah, I just look forward to sharing more programming with you. So with that said, we want to go back to our guest, John Scavola. And I think what would be interesting to hear is some applications and the applications, these are all anecdotal. We're not saying this is a cure for this or that. And it's really interesting when you start talking about energy medicine, a diagnosis becomes a little bit different because you're not necessarily diagnosing a problem as you're recognizing there's a pattern imbalance that you're trying to address. So we look at it differently as opposed to cause and effect. We're trying to affect a cause, you know, using resonance and using consciousness to create a reality that the body can shift into. So we don't want to get caught up in semantics and other stuff, but we do want to share some of what, you know, people have experienced. And John has had more experience in this area than I have. He told me in the break he has nine. He has nine terahertz, you know. So John, just share some of what, you know, you've seen and heard with respect to, you know, people using the iTeraCare device.
Thank you. The iTeraCare device is very, very inexpensive. It's very, very easy to use by almost anyone, and it's extraordinary in how fast people have holistic, uplifting experiences with it. I do have quite a few iTeraCares in my home, because my wife hogs them. She, that's what happens with this device. You start using it and people go, I hope you don't think you're going home with this thing because it feels fantastic. My wife was skeptical at first when I first discovered it. And then she started using it and she goes, you better go buy another one because you can't use this anymore. Women use this to use this on their hair, even to dry their hair. And it doesn't have all the EMF radiations that hair dryers do. Women's hair is coming in fuller, changing her color. My wife just told me that yesterday. Her hair color is coming back, and we're in our early 70s, and it's quite delightful. Women are raving about their skin from an anti-aging standpoint, extraordinarily quick responses, varicose veins, weight loss, libido, improvements, inflammation, circulation, digestion, almost anything you can imagine. We give our body the opportunity to self-heal, and it's extraordinary what can happen. I had heard about this about a year ago, and I've been involved with these things for decades and never saw anything like this with all the testimonies from Asia, Indonesia, Philippines, Malaysia, from over 40 countries right now. And I said, I got to get one of these things and try it out, because if this does what they say it could do, this is not only a game changer, it's a life changer. So I ordered one, and my immediate test was my blood pressure, because I had high blood pressure and I could measure that. So I measured my blood pressure, took a measuring with a cuff, and then used this device on myself for about 15 minutes. Then I took my pressure cuff, put it back on, and tested myself, and my blood pressure had dropped 10 points. And I'm thinking, now that's really interesting right there, right? And then I said, well, hey, I've got an abscess tooth that the dentist has just told me the tooth has got to come out, and you got to put in a $4,000 implant, and my pain was about a 9. So I used this on my mouth for about another 15 minutes. Pain dropped from a 9 down to a 2. And then I kept using this for about a week, just a week, and the abscess went away. No implant, the pain was gone. And I'm thinking, I think I'm onto something pretty extraordinary here. And ever since then, I have over 6,000 customers from around the world now, working with extraordinary people with testimonies and all types of practitioners, naturopaths, homeopathic doctors, acupuncturists, chiropractors. They start using this and they just say, you know, in my 45 years of practice, I've never seen anything like this device.
I would add that there are any number of clinical trials that are appearing more and more. In the past, more of the clinical trials or use was focused on diagnostically what you could do with terahertz frequencies, because it's non-ionizing and, you know, it's used in airports and things, you know, to detect stuff. But you'll see references to terahertz frequencies in the literature. I'm not going to try to review any of that information right now, but I just want to point out that frequency medicine, right? We used to say energy healing, and it would be so diffuse, the term, that doctors would roll their eyes and people would not have a sense of what that actually meant. But being able to pinpoint specific frequencies that reflect healthy tissue. You know, every tissue in the body has its own resonant frequency that it vibrates at when health is optimal. And if you think about really looking at anatomy from a different standpoint, realizing that what you're calling, let's say, the liver, is really, as you go deeper, if you had a microscope capable of infinite magnification, at some point you're going to realize everything is still in motion. Even at that level, we're talking about a vibration. And again, with a vibration comes particular frequencies. So I forgot, is it the frequency? I think it's 7 to... I don't remember the exact frequency that the terahertz operates in, John.
Well, it's Yeah, it's in the 2 to 17 terahertz. And right. The terahertz is in the trillions of vibrations.
Right. Right, which is why our senses aren't really picking up anything. No. I mean, our eyes are only picking up about 1% of what's actually around us. So as we move from a less five-centered orientation toward reality to actually understanding that there's much more out here, a lot of which you can access through meditation as you raise your own vibration and consciousness. But this is how technology should be used at this point. Technology should be used to help augment the human experience of itself, you know, augment the human experience in healing so we can attend more to the work of what we're really here to do. And everybody has their own purpose for being here. And you just don't want to be laden with disease so that you can't function, or popping pills for the rest of your life, or even having to take supplements constantly because the soil is so denatured because of the kind of practices that are more about money than the health of people and the planet. So our time is running down, but John, I know you're involved with another interesting project that you're starting. You want to just say a few words about that?
Well, we've somewhat address the quantum aspect of this device, and the quantum is something called the quantum field, the source field, the zero point energy field, the force in Star Wars, the energy that connects everything in the universe is out there. Joe Dispenza once called it this master database in the universe, right? That we pull information from. I call that, that's the mother of all databases, okay? And the quantum field is, I call it the internet, not the internet, but the internet, okay? And we all are connected in that. And this device, when you flip the switch on, enhances your natural ability of intention and connection with that internet. And so many things are extraordinarily possible in terms of changing your life with your intention, law of attraction, and so forth. This is the side effect of this device. Okay. Not only is your health improving and things that in your body shouldn't be there, but your life is improving because you're raising the vibration of your consciousness, of your thoughts, of your feelings, and you're gaining an enhanced ability to connect to the internet and communicate with the internet. Is like it's a pea, little tiny pebble of sand compared to the internet. So just imagine being able to tap in an enhanced way to that wealth of universal knowledge and wisdom. Very interesting, very inexpensive way to do this. Never before available in the world. And you want to check this out. I'm going to be doing quantum scalar energy forums and Zoom calls. I have thousands of people have been begging me to start doing this. And in a few weeks, we're going to start launching those. And the heaven is the limit with these.
Right. So just so I understand, is it a workshop you're doing, or is it a lecture, or?
No, these will be workshops and collaborations of people on these calls working together in with their intentions and coherence to bring out, collectively pull together, using this device to help, bring more love into the world, more wealth and health.
Well, I'm going to ask you to give out your, contact information or the best way to reach you. And so much of what you're doing sounds like a project I'm working on, which is reverse engineering of spontaneous remission. But that's for another time.
Hey, that's for another time. But I look forward to that.
So yeah, please how can people reach you?
I admin about three or four different Facebook groups. The Magic Frequency is one to look up and subscribe to, because we post these events on there. The my YouTube site, look up my name, John Scavola. I've got about 50 videos. And I'm actually doing videos on
last name.
What's that?
Spell your last name.
John Scavola, S-C-E-V like in Victor, O-L-A. Look me up on YouTube.
All right. So, John, I appreciate your presence and your information and your dedication to this. Wishing you all the best and look forward to further collaboration. And to my listeners, remember that consciousness wants to express itself through you as you. You are the one you've been waiting for. Blessings, and we'll be back with you again.